You guys are always giving me crap about being impulsive and stupid. Well, you know what's stupid? Sneaking around the desert while your father's watching our every move.
Shut up, Michael.
Whose idea was it to bury the alien stuff anyways? What are we, eight? It's called a safety deposit box.
I need the book translation. You might have something on Liz's change.
You've read it like 10 times.
Well, maybe I missed something.
What if there's nothing in there?
Well, then I'll find somebody who knows something. Even if I have to contact the FBI.
Hey, Max, I know this is a big deal, but you gotta keep calm. All right? Don't kick up any dust. If we get exposed, we can't help her.
It's a risk I'm willing to take.
Do I gotta smack some sense into you right now? I got a shovel here. I'll do it.
There's something wrong with her, Michael, and I don't know how to fix it.
We'll figure it out.
And what if we can't? What if it gets worse? I have screwed up hundreds of times since we found out what we are. Do you know how many times Liz has? Never. And this is what she gets in return. Look, I'm doing whatever it takes to help her. If you got a problem with that, you can leave right now.
Parker. Why Harvard?
Well, ever since I was 14 and I read Dr. Laura Holt's work, I knew that I wanted to learn from her in person.
Laura's an amazing professor. I think you two would really hit it off. Do you see yourself returning to Rock?
I'm sorry, what?
Train. Left. If you can commute. Liz.
I'm sorry, could you just repeat the question?
Do you intend to exit?
I guess I'm not quite sure.
Now, obviously, Harvard. Liz, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Here.
You look nice. You got a date?
No, it's just a reception thing that Dominique set up.
Right.
Listen, I never got to thank you. Had you not invited me to sing with the band, this would have never happened.
You don't have to thank me. Come on, you were great.
Yep, so were you.
Well, thanks. I thought so, too.
I just feel like I took something from you.
You didn't take anything. Look, how often does something like this come along? You have to go with it. Now, what if it happened to me?
I know.
Listen, I'm gonna be late for sound check.
All right, well, will you tell the guys I say hi?
Sure. Break a leg.
Thank you. Hey.
Oh, thanks for coming by.
I'm running late, so you only got 1 minute.
Well, it's going to take a little longer than that. Jesse's on his way.
Excuse me?
I asked him to take a look at your contract.
What'd you do that for?
Maria, you're talking about picking up and moving to New York.
Jesse does not...
I just want to make sure you're protected.
Okay, Michael, hold on. I see what's going on here.
Yeah, you're turning down free legal advice.
No, I mean with us. I really appreciate the interest, but you don't have to look after me. Our lives are no longer linked.
Didn't we just sleep together?
We did.
But it doesn't mean anything.
It was great. I mean, it's just, it doesn't mean that it was a spontaneous thing. You were feeling good. I was feeling good.
It's a capper to an already great day. I get it.
Michael.
Cross signals. It's no big deal.
Wish me luck. I'm sorry, and I'm sure you have somewhere else to be.
No, no, look, I offered.
I just didn't have anyone else to call.
Maria doesn't know?
Not yet. I mean, this record deal is like a really huge thing for her. She's given up so much of her life for all this. How are you doing?
No symptoms yet, but you know, Max healed me like a year after he healed you, so maybe I've just got this totally cool window of time where I just get to obsess about it.
Lucky you.
What happened?
Show him.
Does it hurt?
It comes and goes. Am I gonna die?